We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Who's this?
It's Christina. How are you?
Good, Christina. How are you hanging in on this Wednesday morning?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. So we were talking about social distancing, and I know that you wanted to make a point. Tell me what you're seeing.
So I work for a bank, which, you know, the banks in general have obviously closed off lobby traffic, and most banks are working by appointment only. We limit the amount of people that can obviously come into the bank at one time, but I'm seeing a lot of the elderly population is having a really hard time with that. For them, coming into the bank is a lot of socialization that they may not get, you know, on a normal day-to-day. So They're missing that interaction with their banker. I was on the phone yesterday with a customer who was 87 years old and wanted to come in and deposit two checks. So it took me 10 minutes to convince him to use our drive-up lane versus having to make an appointment to physically come in. And he's like, but why can't I just come in? And I said, I can't tell you not to come in, but I can tell you that I know that you're probably safe because you've been at home, but I'm exposed to people on a daily basis, and I don't know if I'm safe to be around you.
Right.
So, you know, I think that population, even with my own mother, who's in her 70s, you know, is having a hard time with not just running into the grocery store, you know, just to get, you know, essential items.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess just as a perspective, you know, maybe if you have a senior in your life, just reach out to them and just offer maybe to get to the store for them or, you know, talk to them about alternate ways to do banking. Maybe help them set up online banking if they're savvy enough to do that. You know, it's more for their safety. You know, we would love to see them, but, you know, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm. Christina, I have a question about this guy that was wanting to deposit his checks. What words made an impact on this person to change their mind about coming in?
I honestly took the approach. I asked him, I said, you know, do you have children? And he's like, yes, I do. And I said, you know, please don't take offense to this, but if I was your daughter, I would tell you not to go into the bank. That even though the doors are closed, it doesn't mean that it's safe to be in there. And the banks are doing everything they can do. We're sanitizing after every customer has left the building. Every surface is wiped down, doors, everything. But it's just the point that the exposure's there. So.
Right. And, you know, I understand that banks are essential, but boy, it seems so much like it should be mostly drive-through interactions. Like, it should be a really big reason that somebody needs to come into the bank. It's just, you know, and I agree with you. There is a group of people, and some are above the 70, we should be worried about them range, or 60, we should be worried about them range. And then some are just not getting it. And so...
Right.
And I give you credit for what you're doing. How are you handling the beside? Like, are you working a 40-hour work week? Are you at the bank every day?
I am at the bank every day, so I'm working 40 plus hours a week. Believe it or not, we are actually busier than we've ever been.
What?
Just a lot of inquiries, a lot of scared people. You know.
Yeah.
Worried about their money, you know, answering questions, helping them you know, get enrolled in online banking, how to, you know, maybe they didn't have a debit card and now they need a debit card to be able to access funds, you know, through the ATM. So, you know, there's definitely been a strong uptick in the banking industry.
Do you do anything with loans?
I have done a tremendous amount of loans in this last week.
Yeah, because the rate is, not to make light of loans, but this is like a good time to get a loan.
I primarily deal, I myself do a lot of home equity line of credits. The mortgages are soaring through the roof right now with the mortgage rates are tremendously low.
What are they? Well, give me a range of what's the, I haven't looked at the mortgage rates recently. Where are we kind of near?
You're right around, 2.5 to 3%.
Wow.
A 15-year mortgage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's worth a phone call. You know, if you have the downtime in your home, you know, you can call us and we can talk about options for you and, just stay safe. Stay home.
Yeah.
If you have to stay home. I wish I could stay home. I can't. So.
Yeah. And a lot of this can be done over the phone with DocuSigning and, you know, conversations. But I appreciate your time this morning because that's the one thing I want everybody to realize. And the small business loans, that's like really good right now.
Absolutely.
Guys,
so yeah. If you're a small business owner, reach out to your financial institution. There is help out there for small businesses. There is help out there for individuals. There's a lot of deferment on loan payments, mortgage payments, home equity payments. Most of the banks are all on board and doing the same thing. So if you're struggling and you're having concerns, you should reach out to your institution and talk to them and let them help you.
Okay, awesome. Good information. Thank you for calling in. Stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
We appreciate you. Some really good information from Christina, who's in the banking industry.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.